诗篇，化悲哀为喜乐。李第五牧师主讲。第一讲，我们当如何活？今天的经文记载在旧约诗篇第九十篇。主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一滴。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡了一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯根。我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。求你照你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。愿主，我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功愿你坚立。经文读毕。
我们今天晚上思想的主题是诗篇第九十篇。
This evening we are going to concentrate on Psalm 90.
我们当如何活？
How shall we then live?
我们开始之前，我们再做一个祷告。
Before we begin, let us bow our heads and pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的主，我们的盼望。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you because you are our Lord and our hope.
今天晚上，当我们一同来读你话语的时候。
This evening, when we come together and study your word,
来敬拜你的时候
and worship you,
我们求你自己的圣灵在我们中间做那奇妙的工作。
We ask that your Holy Spirit will work this wonderful work among us.
不但带领我们进入到真理，
not only leading us into the truth,
而且能够复兴我们的灵，
but also to revive our spirit.
我们恭敬邀请你在我们中间掌管王权。
Lord, we respectfully invite you to come among us, to be sovereign among us.
听我们这样的祷告。
We ask that you will hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 摩西写的这首诗就是一篇人生的诗。
Actually, Moses wrote this psalm, and it's about life.
在以色列人徘徊旷野的末期的时候，他写的这首诗。
He wrote it towards the end of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness.
你如果看诗篇九十篇的时候，
when you look at Psalm 90,
他所用到的一些鱼像 imageries,
you see that it uses several imageries.
那通通几乎都是借用在旷野的一些背景上面。
Almost all the images would come from life in the wilderness.
我们看到第四节，
Let's look at verse 4.
他讲到夜间萤火下的一惊。
It says, like a watch in the night.
我们看到第五节。
Verse 5.
讲到山上大水急速地冲去了一切。
It talks about being swept away like a flood.
我们再看第五节。
Look at verse 5 again.
讲到了雨后生长的草在炎日过去之后就枯干了。
It talks about the grass that sprouts anew after the rain, but then by evening is dry and withered.
我们看到他这边描写到疲倦的客旅的一声叹息，在第九节里面。
And in verse 9, you see the tired traveler with a sigh.
当这位老人在回想他一生的时候。
When this old man looked back at his whole life.
他想到他自己一生的经历。
He was thinking about all the things he went through in his life.
他写了这首无以相比的一首诗歌。
And he wrote this incomparable song.
人生的事。
A psalm about life.
他走过劳苦。
He had gone through pain.
愁烦。
Many sufferings.
跟转眼成空的那个经历。
And many things just passed away and came up empty.
但是在神的慈爱跟怜悯的守着之下。
But under the compassionate and loving hand of God,
他有一个喜乐的人生。
He had a joyful life.
摩西知道怎样活。
Moses knew how to live.
3400多年后，你跟我问同样的一个问题。
And 3,400 years later, you and I ask the same question.
我们当如何活？
How then shall we live?
摩西用90篇来教导我们当如何活下去。
And then Moses used Psalm 90 to teach us how to live.
在我们摩西要回答这个问题之前。
Before Moses answered this question.
我们看到他第一节、第二节他就给了一个答案。
We see that actually the answer can be found in verses 1 and 2.
他讲主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Verse 1, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
诸山未曾生处。
Before the mountains were born.
地狱世界你未曾造成。
Before you brought forth the earth and the world.
从亘古到永远你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
在第一节第二节里面他给了我们两个字。
In verses 1 and 2, he has given us two words.
第一个字讲到了居所。
The first is dwelling place.
原文在这边讲就 Ma'on 是整个诗篇九十篇的一个重心居所。
And dwelling place is a very important part to hold on.
然后第二节里面讲到一个重点。
And in verse 2 we find another important word.
神。
God.
从亘古到永远你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting you are God.
在摩西要回答这个问题我们当如何活。
When Moses answers this question, how then shall we live?
他讲我们必须先问其他两个问题才能回答这最主要的问题。
He said, you have to ask two other questions before you can answer this most important one.
第一个问题，我们从何而来？
The first is, where have we come from?
第二节告诉我们答案，从亘古到永远，他是神，从由神那里而来，被他而造而来。
And the second verse gives us the answer. We have come from God, the God who is from everlasting to everlasting.
第二个问题是我们往何处去？
And the second question is, where are you going?
什么是你跟我的 Ma'on 居所？
What is the dwelling place for you and me?
我们的居所也是在神那里。
And our dwelling place also is with God.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的 Ma'on， 做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
所以摩西接呢就来回答他这个最主要的问题，我们当如何活？
And then Moses asked the most important question, how then shall we live?
摩西给了我们一个大前提，人不能够离开神。
But Moses has given us a most important prerequisite. Man cannot leave God and turn away from God.
人被造了之后往何处去也不能离开神。
After man has been created, wherever man goes, he cannot leave God.
所以我们在回答这个问题之前，你跟我必须有一个假设，有个 presupposition.
So before we answer this question, you and I must have this presupposition.
一切以神为主体。
Everything has to revolve around God.
你跟我只是一个客体。
You and I, we are not the most important thing.
这是神。
God is.
我们因被神而造。
We have been created by God.
这是神，也是我们的居所。
This is God, and He is our dwelling place.
我们围绕了这个居所，我们生活。
And we live revolving around this dwelling place.
在神为主体，你跟我为客体的原则之下。
Under this principle of God being the most important part, and we just being the secondary part.
我们当如何活
？Then how shall we live?
摩西告诉我们，我们从三个角度，我们来看应当如何活。
And Moses gives us the answer. Let us look at it from three different viewpoints.
第一个，我们过一个敬畏神的生活而活。
Let us live fearing God.
第二个，我们当认识神而活。
We live knowing God.
第三，我们当过荣耀神的生活。
Thirdly, let us live glorifying God.
我们先从第一个角度来看，过敬畏神的生活。
Let's look at the first viewpoint. We live fearing God.
我们看第十一节。
Look at verse 11.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who knows the power of your anger?For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you.
你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢。
The fear that is due you is as great as your wrath.
摩西告诉我们，你跟我当怎么活。
Moses is telling you and me how we should live.
过一个敬畏神的生活。
We should live fearing God.
神是应得我们敬畏的。
God deserves our fear.
为什么
？Why?
摩西在这边开始解释。
Moses explains.
第一个，他讲神是永恒的，神是全全的，我们应当敬畏他。
The first, Moses tells us that God is eternal and He is sovereign, He is almighty, and we should fear Him.
这是他的大前提。
This is the most important point.
因为他讲神是主体，我们是客体，我们被他所造。
Because He tells us that God is the essential, most important part. We are just secondary, and we were created by Him.
而且我们的生活是围绕了客体，围绕了主体，在那里生活。
Because we are just secondary, so when we live, we evolve around the most important part.
因此，你跟我当怎么活呢
？So then, how should you and I live?
我们应当敬畏神而活。
We should live fearing God.
第二方面，摩西讲。因为神他有公义的愤怒，因此我们应当敬畏他。
Because he has righteous anger, that is why we should fear him.
愤怒跟怒气这个字在这四篇九十篇里面出现了五次。
And words like anger and wrath appear five times in the whole song.
我们看到第七节出现两次。
Let's look at verse 7. It came up twice.
我们看到第九节出现一次。
And then it comes up in verse 9.
我们看到第十一节出现两次。
And then verse 11 it comes up.
摩西为什么说神对我们发怒呢？
And why does Moses say that God is angry at us?
也就是说，我们跟神的关系为什么会不好，而使他对我们发怒呢？
That is to say, why is it that our relationship with God is so bad that He is angry at us?
第八节他给了我们答案。
Verse 8 gives us the answer.
他讲你将我们的罪恶摆在你面前，将我的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have set up iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
神为什么发怒？因为人顶撞他，人犯了罪，人有罪恶。
Why is God angry? Because men sin, and men have iniquities.
神对我们发怒，因此我们要敬畏他。
God is angry at us, and because of this, we should fear Him.
那我们当怎么活
？How should we live?
我们当敬畏他。
We should fear Him.
而且我们跟他的关系不好，他对我们发怒。
Our relationship with Him is not good, and He is angry at us.
因为我们不听话，因为我们不顺从他，因为我们有罪恶。
Because we are not obedient, we do not listen to Him because we have sinned.
那什么是解答呢？如何能够使神能够息怒呢
？Then what is the answer?How can we dissipate his anger?
我们看到摩西这边用了四个要字 key words.
And you see that Moses here has used four key words.
来帮助我们，使我们过一个敬畏的生活。
To help us, so that we can live fearing God.
我们看第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
求你转回为你的仆人后悔。
Relent, O Lord, how long will it take? Have compassion on your servant.
这边我们看到中文圣经讲求你转回来
Chinese Bible says to turn back to relent、
这边讲到神要我们求神转回使他不发怒对我们
We are pleading with God to turn back to relent so that he would not be angry with us anymore.
转回这个字好像就是说原来往这个方向走要反一个方向180度走。
What does that mean? It means that you are originally heading towards this direction. You are asking this person to turn 180 degrees and go towards another direction.
怎么样使神转回呢？
How can we ask God to turn?
我们必须先转回，然后他才转回。
We must be the first to turn before he will turn.
转回这个字原文的意思就是悔改。
So, if you look at the original, this word actually means to repent.
我们原来走这个方向，使他发怒。
Originally, we were heading towards this direction and we angered him.
因此我们要神转回的话，我们先自己要转回。
So if we want God to turn away from his anger, we ourselves must turn away from our sins first.
我们要与神的关系建立好的话，必须转回，必须悔改。
If we want to build a good relationship with God, then we have to turn away from our sins and repent.
人众从亚当夏娃犯了罪之后，一直到现在在罪恶中间。
From the time that Adam and Eve sinned, men have been in sin all through these years.
主耶稣来到这个地上，成为我们的赎罪祭，就希望我们能够借着他转回向神。
Jesus came and he has become our redemption, our offering, in the hope that we will be willing to repent and turn away from our sins.
今天你跟我要能够灵命复兴的话，我们必须转回。
Today, if you and I want our spiritual life to be revived, then first of all, we have to turn away from it.
也就是必须要悔改。
Let's say we have to repent.
我们必须把罪洗去之后，神才会从愤怒怒气才会止息。
And we have to wash away our sins before the anger of the Lord will be dissipated.
今天是一个21st century的一个社会。
Today, we have a society in the 21st century.
今天是一个后现代的一个时期。
This is a post-modern era.
后现代的时期累积了以前过去的一些主义、一些思想。
And here in the post-modern era, we see that many past thought and isms have culminated and are here with us today.
相对主义现在不再觉相信绝对而相信相对。
The principle of relativism.
个人主义。
Individualism.
自主义。
And self-governing.
Yeah, yeah. 然后我们现在还有现实主义。
And now we have real relativism.
物质主义。
Materialism.
我们的情绪在那里作祟。我们的emotionism， 还有受害心态 victimism，
and we feel that we are victimized，
这些通通形成了后现代的一个思潮，在对我们甚至于影响到我们的教会。
And all of these are the current trends of thought in this postmodern era, and they have an impact on us and even on our churches。
甚至于今天的教会很少讲到罪。
And to the extent that modern churches very seldom talk about sin.
有一次有一位当我在牧会的时候，有一个弟兄来到了我们教会。
While I was pastoring the church, our brother came to our church.
那他来完之后，他讲牧师，我愿意加入这个教会。
And after he's been there, he told me, Pastor, I would like to join your church.
我讲你来到 New Jersey 已经多久了？
So I asked him, how long have you been in New Jersey?
他讲我搬来已经五个多月了。
He said, oh, I've moved here for over 5 months.
我想五个多月，你难道今天才第一次到教会？
I said, you've been here over 5 months and today is the first time you've come to our church.
我大家牧师不是，这五个多月我在各个教会里面走。
He said, no, Pastor, that's not the case. During these 5 months, I've been to many churches.
那我想你怎么会没有找到一个教会安定下来？五个月都还没有安定下来。
How come you haven't been able to find a church to settle down?
他讲，因为我五个多月没有找到一个教会的信息是带血的信息。
He said because
bloody message 里面有 blood 讲到。
Because all these 5 months I haven't found a church that would give us a message with blood.
哎呦，我听的时候，我第一次听到一位弟兄这样跟我讲话。
It was the first time that I ever heard somebody speak like that to me.
后来他做了我们的诗班的指挥，班长。
Then he became a choir leader.
他常常提醒我，牧师啊，我们要唱一点诗歌，带血的诗歌。
And he often reminded me that, Pastor, we have to sing hymns that have blood.
真的，今天的诗歌你看很少带血的，都是我怎么你怎么样的安慰我，你怎么样的帮助我。
Don't you find that the hymns today, very few of them mention blood. It's all about how you comfort me.
今天的教会很少谈到罪。
And nowadays churches seldom mention sin.
今天的不但是信徒在犯罪，传道人也在犯罪。
Nowadays not only do believers sin, even preachers sin.
在这种情况之下，没有办法复兴灵命。
Under these circumstances, there's no way we can have a spiritual revival.
为什么？因为摩西告诉我们，神在对我们发怒，我们也知道神在对我们发怒。
Because Moses tells us that God is angry with us, and we know that.
神不会转回。
He will not turn around.
因为我们不愿意转回。
Because we are not willing to turn away from our sins.
我们看到十四节这样讲。
Let us look at verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
哦，十四节里面有一个很好的一个字，很美的一个字，就是慈爱。
In verse 14, there is a lovely word, that's love.
这个慈爱，我们中文翻作慈爱，这个字很难翻。
This is a very difficult word to translate.
这个字在圣经里面是个旧约里面很重要的一个字。
It's a very important word in the Old Testament.
这个原文叫做 hasad.
The original is hasad.
那这个字翻作慈爱味道还不够。
The Chinese translation actually does not do justice to the word.
这个字应当翻作忠诚之爱 covenant love.
It should be translated into covenant love.
因为你对我那个忠诚之爱。
Because of your covenant love for me.
好叫我一生一世欢呼喜乐。
That I may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
好叫我们欢呼喜。如果没有那个忠神对我们忠诚之爱，我们没有办法喜乐。
If we do not have God's covenant love for us, there's no way we can have joy.
弟兄姐妹们。摩西在这边告诉我们，我们要敬畏神，过一个敬畏神的生活。
Moses is telling us we must live and fear God.
因为神是他是全权的神，他是永恒的。
Because he is the eternal sovereign God Almighty.
还有一个原因，因为他向我们发怒。
And the reason is he is angry at us.
那我们怎么样使神能够息怒呢？
How can we dissipate his anger?
第一个，我们就需要转回。
Number one, we should turn away from our sins.
我们为什么会转回？因为他对我们有那忠诚之爱。
And why do we turn away?
就是慈爱这边。
Because he has this covenant love for us.
只有你跟我转回了悔改之后，我们才能够有喜乐，一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Only after we have turned away from our sins can we sing for joy and be glad all our days.
我不知道你有没有犯过罪的经验。
Do you know whether you have experienced sinning?
我有。
I have.
而且常常不知不觉会犯罪。
And very often, I would do it unconsciously.
我不知道你犯罪的时候，你那个感觉是什么感觉？
I don't know how you feel when you sin.
我有时候人家问我的时候，我没有把100%讲出来，我讲话讲了一半。
Sometimes when people ask me, I do not really tell them the whole story. I just tell them half of what.
哦，结果讲完之后，我自己责备自己，我为什么不把后面一半也讲出来？
And after I've said it, I would beat on myself and say, how? Why did I tell them the second part too?
我如果不在神面前忏悔，跟神讲我后面一半没有讲出来的话，我心里面不得喜乐。
If I'm not willing to repent in front of God and I'm willing to confess the whole of my sin, then there will be no joy in my heart.
所以当我跪在神的面前讲神啊，原谅我，今天他打电话跟我问我的时候，我没有把全部的事情告诉他。
So I would kneel down and I would pray to God and say, God forgive me. When this person called me today on the phone, I just told him half, I did not tell him the whole thing.
你的慈爱求你赦免我，你的宝血洗净我。
That your love will forgive me and that your precious blood will wash me.
哦，只有当我做了这个祷告，我知道宝血洗净了我了。
It was only after I had said this, I prayed this prayer, and I knew that His precious blood has washed me.
我才能够像第十四节一样欢呼喜乐。
Then I can be like verse 14, sing for joy.
弟兄姐妹们。在这边有三个重要的字，摩西告诉我们要过一个敬畏神的生活。
Moses has given us three keywords so that we can live fearing God.
13节的转回。
And verse 13 is relent.
14节的慈爱哈塞。
And verse 14, love.
14节、15节的喜乐。
And then verse 14 and 15, joy.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你跟我当如何活？你跟我当如何活？
How then should we live?
我们要过一个敬畏神的生活。
We must live fearing God.
才会有欢呼喜乐。
Before we can sing for joy.